The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, as we go into Memorial Day weekend, remembering those fallen, putting their lives on the line for us, for the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock out of New York. We're out of the studios in New York City, and Dr. Nicole Sapphire is kind enough to join us. She has had some really vital posts that really piqued my interest, so respectfully, we reached out, and she's kind enough to jump on the air with us this morning. Dr. Sapphire, always great to have you with us, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thanks so much for having me on this Friday before Memorial Day weekend. What a beautiful day.
And you know, Dr. Nicole, what you have been posting, that, wow, that, and thank you for all that you're doing. I use the word fierce. I've told you this before. You really, you deal with it straight, you deal with it from the heart, but you're not afraid. There's no fear, and we love you for that, because everybody's so politically incorrect, and we love that you just deal with it heads on. The mental illness situation in the country, the shootings in Texas, your overview on it, was it because of all the lockdowns? That had something to do with it, doctor, yes?
Well, you know, Joe, I had a piece come out on FoxNews.com earlier this week talking all about the mental health crisis in the country. And to be honest, I had it submitted and accepted last week before the recent tragic shooting.
Wow.
So I reworked it a little bit after the shooting to include it. But the mental health crisis in the United States is the most overlooked crisis that we are dealing with right now. Of course, we had pre-existing mental health issues, undoubtedly. But what happened throughout the course of the last 2.5 years during the pandemic was children, adults were completely stepped on, looked aside, and all of a sudden the social isolation, the rising unemployment, closures of schools, and everything else has affected our mental health. And with mental health, that not only negatively affects our physical health, but it also causes us to act in ways that maybe we wouldn't have.
And that's what that article is great. And we just retweeted it, by the way. COVID, mental health, and schools. Our kids are suffering, and it's not all right. And I could see it. With my kids, we're all off our game from this. And so, if I may, it was the lockdown situation. Not to stay on that, Dr. Sapphire, but if I may, that just did more harm than good, it would seem, yes?
Of course. And you know what's really frustrating? I mean, first of all, it's great that the New York Times and every other media outlet is finally starting to report on the fact that the kids are not okay.
Yes.
That mental health is an issue. But we didn't need 2.5 years worth of aptitude tests to show that the kids weren't doing well in remote learning or that they were suffering mental health issues. If you looked at August 2020, Fair Health, which is a nonprofit data collecting service, they reported that mental health visits were drastically increased from March through July 2020. We knew this was already happening, but what happened? Most states kept schools closed into the fall. And by early 2022, even with Omicron, you had about 10% of schools still in the country having some level of remote learning. We have shown that remote learning, the children who did the majority of remote learning did not advance educationally. It was like a complete waste of time and resources for everybody because they are now completely behind and the mental health has suffered. You have increased screen time, you have lack of social interaction and lack of physical activity. This will take decades to improve. And unfortunately, we have an entire generation who are suffering, and it is devastating to watch.
Yeah, and reading from your article, Dr. Sapphire, global data showed school reopening did not cause a rise in community viral transmission. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention even stated on their website, Dr. Sapphire writes, that school reopening for in-person learning does not predate increases in community transmission. But you knew that from day one, because we've been talking about that from day one. And it's so frustrating to those of us who see all these terrible things happening around the country. And the government gets, why is the government always behind the eight ball, Dr. Sapphire? It's just, am I being dramatic when I say that?
You know, they always hide behind the excuse of, well, it takes a while to collect data. But yes, it does. However, we don't need a randomized controlled trial to look at the children to say that they're not okay. Yeah. And we could have looked at existing studies to tell us that a single layer cloth mask worn inappropriately by kids was going to offer any form of protection from an aerosolized, highly transmissible virus. We didn't need 2.5 years of data to tell us that. We have it now, but people still aren't even saying remove those masks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as we have said too many times, the politics inserted themselves into this pandemic, which is incredibly unfortunate. And the children are the ones who are suffering the most.
And thank you for being the fierce fighter that you are, Dr. Sapphire. And just if I may, before we let you go on this Friday, what happened in Texas, what red flags mentally do you think, Dr. Sapphire, that we could see, if any, to stop these horrific things that are happening around the country?
Well, what's really unfortunate is that you see people politicizing this. Like, all of a sudden, it goes back to the pro-gun Second Amendment argument. But here's the thing. Why aren't we just enforcing the current laws that we have in place? The fact that people who have demonstrate bizarre behavior, who have violent histories, who have a history of mental illness, why are they still allowed to go and purchase weapons? This child, and I call him a child because it was just his 18th birthday, and I have children older than he is. He was allowed to go and buy these rifles. People have reported that he was demonstrating bizarre behaviors and he was talking some certain violent things. So we need to look closer at who we are allowing to buy these guns. Taking away the legal access to guns won't do much to get the illegal guns off the streets. But we need to be evaluating the people who are purchasing guns more. But part of the issue that I had with this shooting, which I think most of America shares my sentiments, and as a mother, is how did that kid, that maniac, get into that school where those innocent children were? Where was the school security? Every school should have an armed person who is there ready to protect and defend the lives of the children and teachers. Why wasn't there a single point entry that was being manned by someone? How did he get in from this unlocked door? We need to do better. Think of what you have to go through to get on an airplane with TSA or just go see a Yankees game. Yep. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
Yet you can walk in with rifles into an unlocked door, into a school where our most vulnerable and innocent are. Give me a break.
Yeah, amen. Dr. Sapphire, appreciate your fight on the show and your expertise and all the very best over this Memorial Day weekend. And please come back as often as you can. We love you and we send our best to you, Dr. Sapphire. Thanks for taking the time always.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Thank you. Dr. Nicole Sapphire right there. And by the way, the book that you might want to read, Panic Attack from Dr. Sapphire, I'll tell you, fierce is the word. Speaking the truth and being honest, and backs it up with some great knowledge. You know, I want to, if I may, take a moment because we invited Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on the program, who's a friend, a personal friend, and we got kind of got mixed up in our time. But we are right now going to my friend, a guy who has served this country and with valor and a great patriot, a great American, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Colonel, what a privilege to have you on the show, my friend. Great to catch up with you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, Joe, and I did not get the message because I was out, you know, running about 5 miles this morning trying to look as good as you are. So that's why I missed the call this morning.
You're running again. You know what? And I owe you an apology because we had such a great time in Greece. We were around, and when your lovely wife said, "Don't forget to go to the top of the Athens," and I did, and it was just so great to get to see you and the great person that you are, Alan West. So that was great. Then you had, if I may, Colonel, the accident, the motorcycle accident, and I found out too late, and I never got word to you. But now you're out running, so you're right back. But you took a bad spill on your bike, sir.
Yes, sir. It was 2 years ago, Memorial Day weekend,
wow.
So I'm a walking miracle. to survive a motorcycle accident on an interstate highway at 75 miles per hour. That just doesn't happen.
Well, it's so, it's God bless, and we're so glad that you're back and you're up and you're running. Colonel, you know, you've been in combat. You are a true warrior in a great sense, defending this great country. And as you heard, we had Dr. Sapphire on the show earlier. All of us are so, we're just at odds on how this happened in the beautiful state of Texas, your state, sir. What are your thoughts, what happened, and how could that, I know it's, you don't want to second guess, but this could have been prevented, yes?
No, you're absolutely right, and that's the thing that really does, you know, cut to the core. First and foremost, we have got to start prioritizing our children. You know, we spend millions of dollars protecting sports venues, entertainment venues. You know, how many millions of dollars went into protecting Hollywood A-listers at the Academy Awards, but yet we don't spend that type of money to protect our most vulnerable, which are our children, especially in schools. And so we also need to make sure that we are tracking some of the mental problems that our young people are having. We saw what just happened in Buffalo, New York.
Yep.
We need to follow social media posts, and we need to take it serious. And they need to be brought in, and we need to have some type of good quality system by which we make sure that even if they are doing things as a juvenile, they're not able to do things that adults are able to do, like go out and purchase a firearm. And, you know, on the 4473 background check, it asked a question about mental illness and mental defectiveness and any treatments. And we have got to make sure that people cannot lie on these anymore. So I think between securing our schools, making sure that we are tracking people with these mental issues, you saw in Buffalo, that person was brought in for an evaluation. He was released and no follow-up. The exact same thing happened in Parkland, Florida. 21 call-outs to the house of Nicholas Cruz, no follow-ups. And now we're finding out that this disturbed individual in Uvalde, there were several call-outs to his home because of violent interactions there, and nothing was done to follow up. So we've got to do a better job.
And Colonel West, if I may, on guns, and I know they have the NRA, I think it's in Houston down there, they have the NRA convention. And the NRA, and correct me if I'm wrong, because, and you know this, it doesn't the NRA, that's everything good about gun ownership. They teach you how to shoot, how to be careful, first and foremost. And you know, the NRA is like vilified, where that they really teach you, and correct me if I'm wrong, they teach you in the NRA, you know, how to be a good, responsible gun owner. Bad people, Colonel, always get the guns, whether it's registered, not registered, they get it somehow. If they want to do bad things, they're going to go ahead and do it anyway. How do you draw the line politically? Because, man, I'm so sick of this being politicized down there in Texas, but boy, this president, this president's running with it, and it really makes us nauseous, sir.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I served on the board of the National Rifle Association from 2016 to 2021, and really, when you look at this organization, it's the nation's oldest civil rights organization. The Second Amendment is a civil liberty, a civil right. It's enumerated in the Constitution. And the National Rifle Association was founded and incorporated in New York in 1871 because of a lack of quality marksmanship in the Civil War. And Ambrose Burnside, the general from Antietam, was the first president of the NRA. So it was all about marksmanship, responsible gun ownership. And another thing that the NRA has tried to do is to help do security assessments for schools. But it's about the messaging. That does not get out. But, Joe, let me tell you about an incredible hypocrisy that the NRA convention is here in Houston, that everyone's talking about, you know, protesting it. But also in Houston is the second largest facility for murdering unborn babies in the world. And it's a Planned Parenthood office building. And Planned Parenthood was founded by a white supremacist and a racist by the name of Margaret Sanger. And no one is going to be protesting outside of Planned Parenthood clinic when you think about how we have people that want to murder babies in the womb by dismemberment all the way up until the moment of birth.
Yeah, it's a valid point that you make. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, kind enough to join us. Please tell us how you will commemorate I know how dedicated you are to the United States military, your family. The history of the West family in the United States military is nothing short of stellar, Colonel. How will you commemorate Memorial Day in Belton, Texas, and what Memorial Day honestly means to you, sir?
Well, Memorial Day is all about service, sacrifice, and commitment to the greatest nation that the world has ever known. And my dad served in World War II, my older brother in Vietnam. I did 22 years. My nephew is a lieutenant colonel right now, and he just got selected to command a battalion. My father-in-law served 24 years.
Wow.
He was a Vietnam Vietnamese buried in Arlington. And my son-in-law right now is in basic training at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. So it is about remembering the people that gave the last full measure of devotion for us to have the rights and freedoms that we enjoy in this nation.
Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, thank you for your service. Thank you for taking the time, Alan. So great to catch up. Please, you are welcome here anytime, sir.
God bless. Thank you so much, Joe. Glad we got to connect.
Love to the family. Thank you so much, Colonel. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West right there, kind enough to join us. And that's a big hour already we're into, but we're going to go now, if we can. If we go to Debbie, we're going to come back with Pat LaFreda, and we're going to tell you, as we remember lives lost and all the valiant service of the United States military on this Memorial Day. But if you want to do some barbecuing, Pat LaFreda's in the house. So, and then Dan Hoffman also. We're going to talk about Dan Hoffman, retired CIA senior clandestine services officer. Dan's going to jump on with us. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads all morning long. Deb, how are we doing this morning?
Joe, we've got some issues on the path change. Journal Square to 33rd. Looks like delays because of a stalled train. Traffic is slowing down on the Sprain southbound right at the Taconic getting into Hawthorne. It's an accident. And on the New England Thruway southbound exit 18B in Mamaroneck, an accident there as well. Traffic is moving slowly on the Cross Bronx West, getting into the outbound George Washington Bridge with construction at the outbound George Washington Bridge. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln's okay. No problems to report over at the Holland Tunnel. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as well on that Cross Bronx West right by White Plains Road with an accident. Eastbound side of the Belt right by Cross Bay Boulevard, a six-car accident. Not a great way to start the weekend, so be careful traveling. And traffic slowing down on Cross Bay Boulevard at 157th with a collision there as well. Some thunderstorms likely later, high today in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year will not last, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. Remember, for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Order now. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code AM970.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Bringing home the best birthday cake ever.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
In 2008, I wrote The Dumbest Generation. This is Mark Bauerlein. The millennials I wrote about have grown up. Now, with little faith, patriotism, knowledge, art and literature, civics, without purpose and looking to fill the void. They found the answer in utopian dreams of perfect justice and universal happiness that will only disappoint them. My new book, The Dumbest Generation Grows Up, From Stupefied Youth to Dangerous Adults, lays out the wreckage and shows how to rescue the next generation.
Get Mark Bauerlein's timely new book, The Dumbest Generation Grows Up, wherever books are sold.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Perillo Tours. You know, why choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy? Well, because Perillo Tours has been operating for 77 years. Perillo only contracts for first-class and deluxe hotels, centrally located for ease of travel. Each hotel is personally inspected by Steve Perillo for comfort and convenience. You know, now, let's say if you go to Spain and walking out, and you can go to Hawaii, and you can go all around the world, anywhere you want to go. How about Italy? Oh, well, you know, that's where we're going. And we're sold out. I tried to tell you, there's a long waiting list as well. And we're hoping to get everybody on the Perillo Piscopo tour in September. We cannot wait to go. But if you want to call 800-631-1000 and get the 2022 Italy, Spain, or Hawaii brochures. Because imagine going to Spain and you're right on the Spanish Steps, you know, or a minute from Venice's iconic St. Mark's Square. Or right in the heart of Firenze, right? And right there in Florence. We're talking about Italy here, right? And so you can go to Hawaii. You can go to Spain. You can go to Italy. But you got to go with Perillo because they make it the best. And I know Steve, he gets the best absolute hotels anywhere. So call for that Perillo 2022 Italy, Spain, or Hawaii brochure. 800-631-1000. 800-631-1000. Or start here, please. PerilloTours.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Cats at Night with John Katsimatidis. Today at 5 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So, Pat LaFreda, Meat Purveyors, they're my family. I love these guys and gals over there. I'll tell you, I had the best time. With a big shout out to Lieutenant Luigi Minetta, who actually introduced me to Pat and to Mark Pastore, also with Pat LaFreda's company. And Mark is a great guy, and Mark's going to join us. And we got some tips on how to barbecue on this Memorial Day. Hey, Mark, my brother, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Good, Joe. How are you, pal? Happy Memorial Day.
You know, thanks for being with us, man. You guys are like on fire, but you don't forget your pal Joey on the radio, man. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? I love it. You know?
Never do we do that. Pat was going to join us this morning, but he's out. He's still cutting meat for the holiday, and he's grounded. We got chopped beef, and then he's got to go out and fly all the flag. So, I mean, you know, he's running around this morning.
Hey, this guy, you know, how about that time when I said I needed the Father's Day? This was last year. You know the story, Mark, right? And then I put down the wrong date because when you go online, which the website, by the way, is great. I love your website. It's so easy, but I was in a rush. I was probably on the air, and I picked the wrong date. And then I called Pat. Where's the meat? He cuts it, man. He cuts it himself. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, Mark. You guys are so dang dedicated. I love that, you know? Your work ethic. It's that Italian-American work ethic from being from New Jersey, right, Mark?
Yeah. Well, listen, we grew up in old school, and we grew up, and there's not many people like that sometimes you got to be able to do it yourself. Pick up the broom, cut the meat. You got to do financials, whatever it takes to get things done, especially in today's day and age with labor and everything the way it is. It's just, you know, we've never worked harder, and it's just everything's coming back online now post-pandemic, and it's really going to be hopefully a great summer, knock on wood, you know, and then, you know, we're just looking forward.
You know what? So, Mark, tell me, now Pat gives us his recipes, and I, you know me, and you guys get on me all the time when we break bread together that I burn the meat. But when you're barbecuing, your perfect barbecue, I'm a center cut filet kind of guy. Although the tomahawk that you had, that I love you steak from Valentine's Day, that was tender and that was perfect cut of meat. What's your favorite cut of meat and how you prepare it?
You know, the problem is there is no favorite. I mean, the rib steak is great, which is the tomahawk. It could be a boneless ribeye. It could be a bone-in ribeye. It could be the tomahawk. The fillet's great, too. Fillet's a little trickier to cook because it's a very thick steak, and you want to get it to temp, like medium, medium rare. It's easy if you're going to cut it. So I tell people a lot of times, if you really like it well done or you want a medium steak, butterfly it, cut it in half, and put it on the grill. That way you'll get a sear, and you'll still get it to that temperature without killing the outside. You know, I in my backyard, I always start with a really, really I have a Weber grill. I don't want anything fancy, crazy. You know, I get it really up to 600-700 degrees. I get it hot. I take my steak. I'm still a fan of Lowry salt. I love it. I love garlic powder. I love, you know, salt, pepper, just, you know, classic or Montreal seasoning. I season it good. You know, I let the steak get down to room temperature, which is a big thing. I let it, you know, sit in the spices for about a half hour, and then I get it on that grill. I sear it on both sides, and then I pull it off, you know, 5-6 minutes on each side, because I like it medium, medium rare. And that's, most people are going to like that. But, you know, get yourself a thermometer. They're so easy. You could get them online, you know, Amazon, anything you want. Just get an internal thermometer and just do that, and it's foolproof that way. You don't want to be cutting open the steak on the grill, and then it bleeds out, and it's a mess, you know. You get up to 140, 150, you're at your medium rare, 160, you know, and you can look online. It's so idiot-proof these days to make a great steak.
So you got to let the meat, like, reach room temperature before you put it on the grill. That's what you do, Mark.
Correct. First of all, if it's frozen, you got to let it thaw, and you let it get it come down to room temperature. Because if you take a piece of meat, which is a solid protein, yeah, right out of the refrigerator, which is about 30 degrees, 32 degrees, and then you throw it on a grill at 600 degrees,
yeah,
it shocks the meat, yeah, whether it's alive or dead. You have to let it get to that room temperature. The same reason why, same thing too, when you take it off that grill and you're done, you got to let it rest 5 or 6 minutes, 7 minutes. That's the most important part of barbecuing, because if you cut it right away, and, you know, like the old man, he can't wait, he gets in front of him, he wants to cut it and eat it right away, no matter what it is, the sausage, the steaks, he's like an animal. I'm like, will you stop? You got to rest it, because then the juices, they fly out right away, you know, they pour out of it, and the thing is, you want to let it rest, and then you want to just, once you get it, you cut it open, it's perfect. It really is.
This is great. Hey Mark, before we let you go, man, we're talking to Mark Pastore from Lafreda, Pat Lafreda Meat Purveyors. So I see some people, Al, Big Al, our news guy, found meatballs, Lafreda meatballs at the supermarket. That's cool. So you're going out to more supermarkets these days?
We are, you know, we still do a really big job with all the ShopRites. Go to your local ShopRite. You'll find us in the meat, you know, in the meat section. We have our own old world style meatballs now.
Yeah.
We're doing a sliced steak sandwich. You know, we have the hot and the sweet Italian sausage, our hot dogs, our burgers. You know, it's great. I mean, it's great Memorial Day. Yeah. I've had so many steaks in my life, Joe. I hate to say that. I look forward to a piece of, you know, the sweet or the hot sausage or the hot dog or a burger. I just want simplicity. As we get older, I want things to be more simple in the crazy world we live in, you know?
Yeah, and Memorial Day to you. I know you love this country, Mark. I love you. And you celebrate Memorial Day with a love of country in your heart, sir.
Totally. We went to the Salute to Freedom event yesterday on the Intrepid, you know, the gala event with all the armed services.
Fabulous.
With your buddy Bo Deedle. He was sitting with
us. Fabulous.
You know, it was a lot of fun. Very patriotic. It really, you know, these people, they give everything for our country,
yes,
you know,
sir.
And they're the fabric of what makes this country so great. People forget that, and they shouldn't.
Yeah, Mark, we're proud to have you on the radio with us. Thanks for being the friend that you are. Love to Pat
Lafreda. Always. You guys are great, and you know, you're great partners. And to everybody out there, have a great weekend with your family. Spend time, love them, hug them, kiss them. You know, that's what it's all about.
Mark, love you, man. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
You too, Joe.
Take care, man.
All right, brother. You got it. Bye bye.
Mark Pastore, right there. Pastore would be Italian, and Pat Lafreda, me purveyors. These guys are great guys, and we've hung out with these guys. They are great guys, and the product is spectacular. Now you're right out in ShopRite.
You can get like you know, the old Steakums.
Yeah,
but these are fresh.
Yes.
It's a fresh, put it right on the grill and make yourself a nice cheesesteak.
Cousin
the
Paulie.
Hot dogs, the beef hot dogs are phenomenal.
Yep.
But those meatballs, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law was like, they get a little too much garlic. And I said, there's never enough garlic. It's good. Don't worry about it. It's the Italian way. They're fantastic. And all I did was put them in a ceramic dish, a little water in the pan, put it in the oven for about 20, 25 minutes.
In the oven. Yeah.
Baked them.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Dropped them right in the sauce, in the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let them simmer for a little bit.
Boom, 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 and boom.
Done.
Paulie says the same thing. He takes pictures in the cart of going there. But if you want to go online, you go to Lafreda.com, please. Lafreda.com.
And I won't buy any other burgers but his.
I know you can't. After you taste it,
the best.
It's so good. All these people, it's 400 calories. It's got that. Listen to me. Bite into that. And
worth
tell me
every
not,
calorie.
Right, exactly.
The quality of meat at Pat Lafreda is second to none. The best absolute
phenomenal
anywhere. Hey, 9:32 with Joe on the radio. Dan Hoffman's going to join us, and Al's in the News Nook on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
66 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two upstate New York farms say New York City's upcoming foie gras ban could be financially devastating. Hudson Valley Faux Gras and LaBelle Farm told the state court in Manhattan the ban should be declared invalid because the fat and liver of a duck or goose can be produced in compliance with state and federal law. Both farms also add the ban would lead to the firing of dozens of employees and force them out of business. Supporters of the ban say the production of foie gras is cruel because it involves force-feeding the animals. A truck driver is facing up to 5 years in prison after allegedly stealing $27,000 worth of Red Bull energy drinks. Christopher Hammond is accused of taking the drinks from a beverage distribution center in Wall Township between June and July of last year. Investigators say the two large shipments he picked up never made it to their destination. In fact, prosecutors aren't sure where the stolen drinks ended up. The 36-year-old is also accused of faking two invoices as part of a cover-up. In sports, Rangers facing elimination after losing Game 5 to the Hurricanes 3-1. Game 6 is tomorrow night at the Garden. Blue Shirts trail that series 3-2. The Yankees cruise to a 7-2 win over the Rays in Tampa. The Mets were off. They'll open up a series, weather permitting, with the Phillies tonight at Citi Field. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to 17 westbound, getting up toward exit 122A over in Goshen. It's an accident. New England Thruway South, right by 18B in Mamaroneck. Watch for an accident, but just a minor delay there. Inbound GWB only 5 minutes in. Lincoln looks fine. Holland Tunnel moving smoothly. 78 eastbound exit 17, an accident reported. Traffic is still slowing down this morning as you head over to 78 westbound at 287 with that overturned tractor trailer. 1 and 9 northbound at Pleasant Street, getting up through Linden, getting reports of an accident there. Watch for stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the Cross Bronx. The Cross Bronx westbound moving slowly, getting out toward Webster Avenue. Watch for delays on the west side highway north into the 150s with a collision. And on the eastbound belt across Bay Boulevard, it's an accident still being cleared. Some thunderstorms likely later today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been more streamlined. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us. People who have risked their lives for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. That's Gold Star and Fallen First Responder families with young children, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders, veterans, even our homeless service members. For some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing that they can stay in the home where they made memories with their fallen loved one. For other families, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. All of this is possible because of your generosity and support. Help our nation's greatest heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, and T.org.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
We love Michael's of Brooklyn. We love Dottie Herman, too. Dottie is vice chair of Douglas Elliman, right? So at 10 o'clock right here on AM 970, The Answer, on Saturdays, you could tune in to Eye on Real Estate. And our very own vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman, she'll keep you up to date on everything regarding real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you to sellers and buyers to make sure you are getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent, maybe, or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. And you know, it's interesting too, I would suggest, if you know you want to go out and look at houses on your Saturday, the go-to show is Eye on Real Estate with Dottie herself. There's no better source. in that regard. So you got to prep yourself before you hit the road looking at homes. Tune into Eye on Real Estate Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer with Dottie Herman. Eye on Real Estate Saturdays 10 on AM 970 The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Secular Live, coming up this afternoon at 4 on AM 970 The Answer.
Joe on the radio, it's 938 on AM 970 The Answer, working our way into Memorial Day. Dan Hoffman, kind enough to join us, retired CIA, senior clandestine services officer, Fox News contributor. And Dan, welcome back to the show, my friend, and how you doing this morning?
I'm doing better now that I'm on your program. It's always a pleasure and an honor to join you in the morning, sir.
Oh, thanks, man. I love your knowledge. I love your heart, Dan Hoffman. I'm telling you, I think it's so cool if we could just start here before that you're with the CIA, man. How cool is that? I mean, how cool is that? Did you show ID? Like, you couldn't really show ID because you were like in clandestine services. How did you walk around so carefully in the Soviet Union, Dan Hoffman? Right?
Yeah, That's the thing you get used to. You're always undercover because you can't tell anybody what you really do. So whatever ID you have, sometimes it's for a totally different person. Sometimes it's for you. When it's for you, it indicates that you work someplace where you don't. So you kind of get used to living with a different persona, as odd and strange as that might seem.
So did you wear – I think we chatted about this. Did you wear, like, disguises and stuff, beards and stuff like that? Can we ask you that?
Of course.
I'm like a geek.
I wore lots of disguises. You know, some of them are what we call quick change, the sort that you might have used on Saturday Night Live. You know, a baseball cap with some hair sewn in the back. Sometimes it's a live-in disguise where you grow out a beard and put some glasses on. And then other times it's like Mission Impossible or The Americans, like full-on, you know, masks and things like that. That's actually how I met my wife. You know, she was a disguise technician,
right.
And I would tell people the best thing I ever did at CIA wasn't some cloak and dagger espionage operation. It was, you know, meeting the woman of my dreams and then having two kids.
Yeah.
But she did all that stuff. I mean, it's like magical. And you know, from being on Saturday Night Live, you guys know. I mean, that's the Hollywood side of it. It's pretty cool.
Did you wear prosthetics? I just discovered prosthetics in probably my last year or so on SNL, Dan. It was like, because the prosthetics could really, just a little curve, whether it was on the nose or on the cheeks. But then taking it off was painful. Did you even get into prosthetics? Was it that detailed in the CIA?
So I didn't use those. Sometimes you could put something in your foot if you want to change your gait. But for the most part, we didn't get into that too much. But I'll tell you, the masks, we met John Voight, my wife and I did, during the inauguration events at a reception in January 2017. And he was interested in me as, you know, Russia guy, whatever. And I said, you want to talk to my wife? She did disguise, and frankly, it was even better than what you got at Mission Impossible. And he said, really? And so they went off and chatted for, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what we do. Like, I, you know, they could give me a mask to make me look like you.
That is so cool. Hey, tell us about this great, great piece that you wrote that we just retweeted here about Memorial Day. Yes, please.
Thank you for doing that. I really appreciate that. You know, last year I wrote about a fellow CIA officer who was killed in a war zone when I was out there serving, and how we grieved and tried to carry on with the mission at the same time. But this year, you know, again, Memorial Day is such a sacred and somber day for all of us. You know, I note in the column, the bookend holidays from a Mother's Day and Father's Day. It's when we remember all the sacrifices families make. And it's something that my son and I will think about. And so this year, what I thought about were not just the fallen, you know, those who were killed in combat or as a result of the wounds sustained during combat, but I thought about our sources, especially the ones in the war zones who had provided us with the intelligence that enabled us to help our soldiers get out of harm's way. You know, in Iraq, we had over 100,000 soldiers there during the surge, and so much of the intelligence we collected was tactical in nature. That's like, where's the enemy and what are their movement plans and the composition, and are they planning on putting down, you know, improvised explosive devices or planning an ambush or suicide attack? And all those things we learned from our sources, and when we did that, if we got the information to the brigade commander on time, then we saved lives. And we lost many of our sources. You know, many were killed in battle, and I'm going to be remembering them this Memorial Day.
It's a great article. It's called Memorial Day, A Somber Thanks to Our Fallen Troops. On your intel, Dan, if I may, and forgive my ignorance, did you brief the generals? Is that how it goes down? So you get all the intel. You have people out on the field. Who does the briefing? I mean, and it can't be over a phone line, right?
Right. No, I'll tell you. So that's where I got to know General McChrystal, and it's where I got to know General Petraeus, then, you know, both retired now.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just briefing. It was sometimes, you know, deep tactical or strategic discussion. I will tell you, I may have told you this story, and if I did, forgive me. You know, we're getting on in years, and sometimes we forget when we repeat stuff. But we were running, you know, a source in a war zone, and General McChrystal and his guys, this is when we talked about schwacking people. So he was killing everybody in that source's network, and, you know, and eventually they figured out, hey, you know, our source was the guy who was revealing all that sensitive information, and Al Qaeda never got to kill our guy because the JSOC guy swept in and saved his life. But we had lots of discussion and debate with at the, you know, lower levels, at the colonel and below, but then also with generals. We used to brief General Odierno in Iraq and General Austin and others.
Wow.
When I was at CIA, I used to travel to CENTCOM and brief CENTCOM commander, whether it was General Mattis or General Austin, on a regular basis. And so I always was appreciative that our senior military took the time and showed great interest in intelligence. They knew, especially counterterrorism, it really relies on intelligence. You got to find and fix your targets, you know, so that you can finish them before they bring any harm to our shores.
Man, that I tell you, sounds so exciting on that, but I imagine scary at the same time. And look at what's happening in Russia, Dan Hoffman. What's happening with Putin? What the end game there? Does this go on? And you know this because you speak the language, you understand the people of Russia. And let me start here, if I may, Dan, before we let you go, sir. Putin's approval rating, it's like 82% in Russia with the people of Russia. Is that true?
So it's very hard to do those kinds of polling, because any Russian you ask, do you support Vladimir Putin? Well, I think they value their life, yeah, you know, a little more than they do the truth.
Yeah.
So they're not going to say, no, I don't like him, because the next day or a few minutes later, some guy will show up and throw him in some Siberian death camp and put a bullet in the back of his head, or he'll have an accident, slip and fall and die from it. So,
oh, man.
You know, I don't put too much stock in that. But listen, I'll tell you, the Russians are struggling economically. They don't have a whole lot on their shelves, but the ruble is stronger than it's been in years, because Russia's still exporting a lot of oil and gas, and we have not gotten to the bottom of that. And, you know, all the threats of sanctions and supporting Ukraine, that never deterred Russia from this costly invasion. If you look at why all the agricultural products, sunflour oil and corn and other things that are exported from Ukraine, that stopped. And so the prices are going up, and then a lot of the, you know, world's population, they're not getting the food they need. And when that happens, you create this body of disgruntled people who terrorists can exploit, especially in Africa and other Middle East and other. This war has a lot. The longer it goes on, it's horrifically bad for Ukraine and for the region, but for the world as well. Russia is raining down hell on Ukrainian civilians, and typical of Russia, you know, they're just causing massive harm to the rest of the world. And you know, we got to find a way to end it as fast as we can, but we have not been successful. It looks like a war of attrition gearing up in the Donbass, where this is going to go on for too long.
And then I wonder if he settles. This is the question I keep asking Dan Hoffman, whether Putin settles for just a Donbass and, you know, this the coast off the Black Sea to Odessa. I wonder if he just settles for that. Is that in his chemical makeup?
You know, I don't think Ukraine wants to settle for that either. That's the thing. I think Ukraine is thinking, you know, President Zelensky is thinking, you know what, after all the maternity wards and hospitals and neighborhoods you bombed, we're going to get you out of our territory, and we're going to recapture parts of our territory that you've captured during this round and maybe the previous one in 2014. So look, and Ukraine is awash now in a lot of weapons that they can use to defend themselves. And what concerns me, too, is the Ukraine might just decide, well, you know, enough of this fighting in Ukraine stuff. Maybe we'll just take the fight to Russia. They have, you know, they have targeted Russian fuel depots in neighboring towns, but it could get, you know, even more expansive than that. So, you know, I think things are going to get worse before they get better, frankly.
Well, we appreciate your expertise. Memorial Day, a somber thanks to our fallen troops. Dan Hoppen writes, there's no more sacred and somber day for the U.S. than Memorial Day, when we commemorate the men and women who died in military service, whether in combat or as a result of wounds sustained during combat. Like many families, my sons and I, Dan writes, will take time to reflect on the impact and legacies of our fallen heroes. It is they to whom we are in debt for all of the freedoms we enjoy. Beautifully said, Dan Hoffman, and thank you for your service to this great country, my friend.
Thanks so much.
Anytime, Daniel. Thank you, my friend. God bless you and your sons.
God bless.
You too, indeed. Daniel Hoffman, retired CIA senior clandestine services officer, knows what he's talking about, and that's a great article we just retweeted out, celebrating, never forgetting, and honoring Memorial Day 2022. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Appreciate you being with us. What a morning, right? Was this crazy? Mike Gallagher's coming up and, going to continue the fight on the airwaves. And we appreciate you when you call in. We appreciate all that you're thinking, too, because with all that, and I got the papers in front of me, and I see all the horror, and then we see our buddy Ray Liotta passed away, and sometimes it's all bad, but there's a lot of good out there. We should learn from the good. And that's what we have to instill, is how to sustain and how to create the good in this country, as opposed to just concentrating on the bad. You know, and when there is bad, like what happened in Texas, however that happened, you got to find out. It's time we get ahead of that curve on all that, whether it's Buffalo or whether it's down at Robb Elementary School in Texas.
You mentioned Ray Liotta, and, you know, everybody says, you know, Goodfellas, Goodfellas, yeah, Goodfellas, yeah. Like this classic scene from Goodfellas.
Really funny. What do you mean I'm funny?
It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
Yeah, funny guy. But people forget that Ray Liotta was in Field of Dreams.
That's right. If you build it, right, he will come.
I mean, that was a classic movie. Copland. People didn't mention.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays Johnny Depp's dad in Blow,
and
which was a phenomenal
Ryan
movie.
Frank Sinatra.
That's right. That's right.
And the Rat Pack.
He, you know what? And two, how sensitive we all are who love and respect Frank Sinatra. The girls, Tina and Nancy, loved. I know they loved. Yeah, Frank's daughters loved Ray.
They had wanted.
He
him
was
to
actually
play
great in that.
He yeah, was he was really that. Good, and they had wanted him to play Frank in in the Sinatra miniseries. I think 1992.
And he said no. So you know what they did.
Right. You finish the story.
No, they sent a horse's head there.
That's right.
That's great.
They sent like a fake horse's head there. Right. They said, hey, you know, you don't want to do the role? All right. It's like, oh, man. Remember I got my nose busted in the nightclub like that?
Yeah.
And then my neighbor did. They put a horse's head on my door when I came home from the hospital.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
After fighting them off. Of course, Ray was acting it. I actually lived it.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Lord. That's a whole other show. And Ray, rest in peace. A gentleman, a great actor, making New Jersey so proud. Ray Liotta. And Debbie Duhaime. What a week, Deb. Huh? Can you rest?
What a week.
I mean,
yeah,
we're going to celebrate lives lost for this great country. And always in our hearts, keep that Memorial Day thought in our hearts and in our minds. But are you going to relax a little bit, Debbie Duhaime?
Yeah, I have a lot of like family things going on. It's my mom's birthday weekend.
Oh, happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday, Mom! And then I may go to the Met game on Saturday night. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to have fun because it's the weekend. What
and
about you?
You know what? I'm picking up Charlie after work today. I got to pick up Charlie and spend the weekend with the kids. Indeed, on Memorial Day. But Deb, I got to tell you again, and we'll let you go. I know we got traffic, but elegant, graceful, beautiful, just heartwarming your work with Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of Newark. Well done. So proud to be with
you.
And with Cardinal Tobin and the great team over at Catholic Charities in Newark. And now, back to the reality of the roads. Watch
thank
it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. And let's see what's happening, guys. Everybody have a fabulous Memorial Day weekend. And please be careful traveling because a lot of cars are going to be out there. Be careful. Let's go to 17 westbound. 17 westbound. We're getting reports of a serious accident involving many cars up by exit 122A in Goshen. Looks like all lanes subject to closure here. 17 westbound up through Goshen. One of the cars flipped over. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the Belt Parkway. Over on the eastbound belt across Bay Boulevard, that's a multi-vehicle accident. Up to 6 cars involved with that one. And the westbound belt, bumper to bumper, getting out toward Cross Bay Boulevard with rubbernecking delays. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. And let's see what's happening here as you take a ride over to the inbound side of the GWB. That's moving fine. No problems at the Lincoln or at the Holland Tunnel. And over on 78 West, right at 287, overturned tractor trailer, 109 northbound in Linden, it's an accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka gives you the real truth.
Hillary Clinton green-lighted the release of this claim, even though the campaign was told that there are serious problems with what they were alleging.
She authorized the smear dossier and its dissemination to the press. This constitutes the largest scandal, the biggest heist in American history.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas. Small businesses are the backbone of America. Yet when it comes to workers' comp insurance, you rarely get the savings you deserve. That's because insurance companies tend to lump you in with other businesses, and you can get overcharged. At Pi Insurance, we're on a mission to change that. With Pi, you get a quote specific to your business, and you could save up to 30% with no hassle and no hidden fees. If you like savings, take 3 minutes to see how much you could save at trypi.com. Pi makes workers' comp insurance as easy as pie, with friendly representatives just a call away. No wonder customers rate our service excellent on Trustpilot. You work hard to build your business and keep your employees safe. You deserve more from your workers' comp provider. See how much you could save with Pi Insurance. Ask your agent for Pi or get a quote today at trypi.com. That's T-R-Y-P-I-E.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, warm and more humid. Look for a shower or two, then a late-day thunderstorm, high 77. Tonight, cloudy and humid with a couple of showers and thunderstorms, heaviest early. Any thunderstorm can produce damaging winds and hail and cause flash flooding. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow, clouds will break for some sunshine. Still a couple of showers and a thunderstorm will cross the area, the high 77. Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant and less humid, high 80. For Monday, Memorial Day, partly sunny and becoming very warm, high 86, approaching 90 west of the city, but in the 70s along the coast. AM 970, The Answer.
What day is it now?
Today's Friday.
What a week. I'll tell you, what a week. We're talking about we're telling Rodney stories and Don Rickles stories. I'll tell you.
Joe! That's the equivalent of that.
You know, I guess it'll be in the book. Well, in the book.
Very good.
And it's respectful, of course. Hey, relieffactor.com, please. Relieffactor.com. You want to get around this weekend. You know, you want to get up and you want to get out. You want to maybe go swimming. You know, you want to go biking. Whatever you want to do. If you want to do it without pain, get the 3-week quick start, right? It'll be at your house in a couple days. 3-week quick start is $19.95. That's all it is to see if we can get you out of pain. I tell you about Deborah Ann, you know, and a lot of these folks I tell you about, Reggie, Kent, Deborah Ann, it's like they said, I don't think it's going to work. I'm going to just give it a try. And they do, and it's 100% drug-free, and it's $19.95, and then it works for them. Like that gal last night, she was so excited to tell me how happy she was with Relief Factor. She wouldn't let me go. And I locked right in. So really, it works so well. I want to tell you, thank you for advertising. It's great. Like that. And I go, boom, right there. I should have recorded it, right? We should have done a little camera with Joe Sebelius camera. 1995, the 3-week quick start. That girl is telling the truth. And she was, I tell you what, she was happy and fit. And you can be too. And that's what I try to be. And I need my help. And my help is Relief Factor. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio going into Memorial Day. So it's something that we don't want to forget is lives, just people who have died for this great country. That is, and therein lies my patriotism. When I see that people, and I learned from my father, I must say, my mom always leading the example, being the stellar, wonderful, beautiful example that she is. And then my dad showed me the greatness of the United States of America. He was so patriotic. Don't forget, his parents came from Italy, right? And he went in, and he wanted to go into law school. He was about to get the bar exam. I told you the story. They drafted him. He went in, and he fought for 4 years in the United States Army Air Corps in Italy, bombing, putting the bombs on the plane that took out Berlin, that took out Adolf Hitler, that took out the Third Reich. This kid whose parents came from another country, this kid who couldn't speak English when he first went to school. And he taught me love of country. And then when I see people brave enough, the men and women who are brave enough to step up and join the armed forces and to defend you and I, you'd be darn sure that I'm going to stick up for this great country and for those brave souls on this radio show every single morning. And we love that you go with us every step of the way. Joe Sebelia, great week as always.
Thank you.
Thanks for a great job last night.
Thanks, Joe!
You were great. You were great. Albert, love you. Have a great weekend. Debbie, thank you. Cara, thank you. We love you. Make it a great Memorial Day weekend because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.